Now we're going to try to discuss some common shilas that are negeya to business that occurs on Pesach, relevant to chametz. Many times people have a delivery of chametz that was scheduled to arrive before Pesach, and that's where they'll take possession of it, and they were going to sell it to a Gentile. It was scheduled to arrive after Pesach. Lamaisa, it arrives on Pesach to their warehouse. And that brings up a lot of shilas. That is when you know it's chametz. There are sometimes when a person buys closeouts and he gets just trailers and trailers of returns and closeouts, and then he discovers after Pesach that included in that was chametz that could be valuable. And besides being valuable and having a shilah of chametz avlo of Pesach, there's a shilah maybe you are either. Maybe on Pesach you're mechuyav to be mevarit, to go be boidik and mevatel and mevar, you can't mevatel, but to burn it. So we're going to discuss shipments that arrive on Pesach. Sometimes it's relevant to someone's house, he gets a shipment or a package. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha benegeda? So there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Mem Vav. No, Tov Mem Ches, I'm sorry. Tov Mem Ches. And the halacha is as follows. Akum Shehevi Dairin. Any Yehudi Shehevi Lisrael Dairin Chametz B'yayim Achon Shal Pesach. If a Gentile brings a present of Chametz to the house of a Jew, it says B'yayim Achon Shal Pesach, but it means even on Yom, the last day, which is not really the rice day of Pesach, but Kol Shekein on Pesach itself. So the halacha is as follows. The first halacha is Lo Yikablena Yisrael. Yisrael is not allowed to accept chametz being delivered to his house. If he says, we had to deliver a package and he signs for it and he accepts it, whether this is in his warehouse, whether this is in his house, so he just showed that he was koinet. Says the Mishabura, he's Avram Bal Yiroa im Kiblu Asa Bahano Lacha Pesach. Mishum da Havichamash Yisrael Sha'aval of Pesach. By being Mekabel, you are showing that you want it. Now you could say, I was mekabel, I don't want it. If you don't want it, why are you mekabel? Right? I don't want it now, I want it later. You can't do that. You can't say, it's hefker to you now and you want it later and you mekabel for later. Because that's not a real hefker, and it's not a real bittul, and it's not a real anything. And by taking it in, by mekabel, then you're over and bal yiro. That's step one. Step one is a person receives a shipment of chametz, it arrives at his warehouse, he has to instruct his workers, under no circumstances do we accept this. We are not accepting it. Do what you need to do, and we'll talk about it after Pesach. That's step one. Another thing is, which means even if I don't accept it, but I tell the Gentile, listen, I'm not taking it from you, I'm not signing for it. If you want to put it down, you can put it down. But he shows that he's nicha, which means he says, put it in that corner over there on that shelf. And by doing that, he's saying that he wants it. So then the halach is it's also asr. The imnikr shechofetz by, if you show that on a delivery of chametz you're happy with it, then sha'amar honach b'makam tsnua ploini b'chatzeri, put it in that place, that private place where it belongs, put it in my chatzer, then the halach is chatzeri koineloi, your chatzer is koine for you, and then the halach is, it blives again, b'ayiro and chametz avlo of Pesach, and you can't have any monetary or any benefit from this chametz lacha Pesach. Now, let's say you don't, you're not makabel, and let's say you don't do any ma'isa to show you're happy with it, but the Gentile delivery person or whoever's bringing it just says, okay, you know what? The akum that's bringing it, this present, says, listen, I'm just leaving it here, and puts it here. If akum mashiri adoyim b'teich b'nei shari, which means if the Gentile just leaves it there and you don't do anything to show that you want it, then the halacha is permitted. Permitted means you could leave it there, and it doesn't blame chametz avla of Pesach after Pesach. Mistama isur le'nichle v'chatzir eni koinele ba'al korchei. Now the halacha avada is you have to set it aside. There has to be, you have a mechitza around. You can't just leave chametz in your house. There's a special halacha about chametz al akum in the house of Yisrael, that has to make a mechitza around it so he doesn't come to eat it. But the point is that if a Gentile just puts it in your reshus and you don't show that you're nicha, so then there's a halacha that kicks in. It's called Yisrule nicha le beichetzer koinle bakarcha. which means my chotzer, which is what's koine for me, on an item that's put into my chotzer in my house, it's not koine if I don't want it. And if I say, and if I don't show that I want it, then we assume you don't want it. And that's halacha v'sule nichle. Now, the question is exactly how that plays out in a commercial shipment. A person who receives chametz, he knows it's chametz, he was expecting it to come after Pesach. And that's when he was going to take possession of it, or it's going to come before Pesach, and he was going to sell it. Obviously, if it wasn't, he didn't take possession until Pesach, he couldn't have sold it before Pesach. So now he receives it on Pesach. He can't accept it. And if it entails any bringing in and unloading into his warehouse, he's not allowed to do that. The Gentile is just going to take this. Usually a Gentile doesn't unload the truck. The warehouse unloads it. But let's say the Gentile says, I don't care if you say you don't want it. I'm just going to unload it here. And he just leaves it in the warehouse. And I did nothing to show that I want it. So now do we say Isur le nichele and I'm not kaina, and I'll just put a tarp over it, and then it won't be chametz shavua of Pesach. That's the shaila. Now, it's important that I make a distinction between what type of chametz we're talking about. We find many, many cases in Siman Tov Nun that when a Yid receives chametz from a Gentile in the course of his business, and he received it on Pesach, it's koneloi b'chatzeroi, his chatzer is kaina, and it becomes chametz shavua of Pesach. I'll just give one example, but there's many, many examples. And the halacha is if a person uses the tanur of a gent of Yisrael on Pesach, and what happens is the way they set up generally the payment is that for every 10 things challah that the Gentile bakes, he gives one challah to the Yisrael, challah of chametz, and he leaves it by the tanur. That challah is us b'hanol achar Pesach because his chotzer, his tanur, was kind of him. And that's halacha in Mefurish, in the Paiskim, in Siman Tov Nun, in Sif Dalet. Now the question is, why don't we say Bisulei Nichele? Even over there, it's Mavur, that the Yisrael, who owns the Tanner, didn't even know that the guy was baking and using his Tanner at all. So the Tanner comes without telling the Yisrael, the Akum comes, the Gentile comes without telling the Jew, he uses the Jewish oven, he leaves the challah over there in the bakery. That challah is also Acha Pesach. Why don't we say no? It was originally belonged to the Gentile. And Chatzeru Leikoina. So, and Yisru Leinichele. Because we just read in Tav Memchez, the Mishabur brings a klal, Yisru Leinichele. And therefore it should be mutter. And the answer is, and this is a good question, first of all, it's a good question. The answer is, from what I understand, there's a Bach that asks this question, and really the Magen Avraham Bavarns it, the way I understand it. And what they're saying is that the only time we say Yisru Leinichele is on a mikra. A mikra means a guy brings a present. This is not a constant something that happens. It's not a systematic. There's no system in place to deal with this. A guy brings a present. So we say, Yisrael Anichele, I don't want my chas to be kind of chametz. A person who runs a business and there's already a whole system where anyone who wants can come and they bake challah and they have to leave a bread for me, and this goes on always again and again. So then we don't say Yisur Leinichele because this is the normal way how we do the business. So it's almost like Yisur Leinichele would be like it wouldn't work. And a person would have to mefeiros say he's not koina and have das not to be koina, but there wouldn't be stam a umdana that he's not koina. And this is really the lashon of the Magen Avraham, and the Bach really speaks this out. Which means like this. A person that generally gets shipments into his warehouse, and then the shipment that arrives in his warehouse, it would be very, very schwer, from the looks of the many cases in Siman Tofnu and Shulchan Aruch, it would be very schwer to say he's not koina if he did not know about it and it just arrived. It would be very schwer to say Yisur Leinichele. Now, the Izzah halacha, a person could say his chotz is not koina. He could be bepeh molek, saying my chotz is not koina for me. If he does that, then it's not koina. But let's say, for example, he didn't even know about it. And then after Pesach, he comes and there was a tremendous shipment that was received. It was received by his workers, and his workers didn't have a shus to receive it, whatever the case is. But the bottom line is, it was received, he didn't know about it. The pashas would be his chotzer was koinit to him, that's how it always works. Things are delivered to his warehouse, and they're koinit because they're koinit to him because it's in the chotzer. The pashas would be, it would be koinit, it would be chametz shavua of Pesach, and he would not allowed to benefit from that delivery. That would be the pashtus. If a person lehed yesed before Pesach, he knows his delivery, it might come on Pesach. That delivery that might come on Pesach, he tells his workers not to accept it. But he says, no matter what, even if the driver puts it in my warehouse is not koine for me. I am not koine on that chametz. My chametz is not koine bal korchach, and I do not want it because it's his iser. So in that case, lechari is not koine. The problem is, it would pashtus be chametz shel hefker. And if it's chametz shel hefker, he might have a chiv to be mevaret, which is there's a halacha that unless it's chametz shel akum, unless the chametz belongs to a gentile, a person walks into his house on Pesach and he sees hefker dike chametz, which he forgot, he didn't find it. He sees it, he has to burn it. That's a halacha, chazal masakin, a chiv bedika, and a chiv beer. Even if it's hefker, it's a chiv bedika and a chiv beer. You have to burn it, right? The chiyuv tashbisu min atayri you probably don't have because it's hefker. That's a shaila. Maybe some sheet told you do have it on chametz shel hefker. But regardless, you have a chiyuv darabanan to burn it. A person who doesn't do a chiyuv darabanan to burn it, luchaya might have a chametz shel avlof Pesach, and that's halach in tov memches gimel and tov memches hey. That even if a person was mevatlus chametz, but he wasn't. He said it's not mine, but he wasn't boidik and he didn't get rid of it. And he finds chametz in his rishus. That's chametz shavulav pesach. A person who doesn't do the takana of bedika ubir has a knas that has chametz shavulav pesach. Which means if you receive chametz into your warehouse, even if you say you didn't have das to be kaina, but why weren't you mevarit? Why did you do the tekanat rabbanim of bitl ubir? And if you didn't, that would be a big problem of chametz shavulav pesach. You have to ask a shaila on that. And this is minigay when you have chametz that you knew about. What happens when you receive closeouts? You didn't think there was chametz in it. Not maybe generally there isn't chametz. Maybe sometimes there is, sometimes there isn't. And you come back after Pesach and you see in this delivery of your closeouts that you got, pallets and pallets of, let's say you're buying returns or whatever it is, in there is some valuable chametz, right? So cases and cases of beer and maybe bourbon, whatever it would be, and now you want to know if you let it keep it. So again, if you didn't know about it and it was delivered to your warehouse, the pashtus is, since that's happening in the course of your business, the halacha of Siman Tav Nun seems to indicate that it's koneh to you. You don't say it's in chaser shalom koneh shalom midaiten isu le nichele. It is koneh. If it is koneh, there's no question. You have to chametz avlov Pesach, and you have to get rid of it. You were pashtus over in bal yirah. You didn't know about it, but you pashtus over in bal yirah. You have a minat toyedik problem on your hand b'shas Pesach. If you didn't know, you didn't know. But la'achar Pesach, pashtus would be chametz avlov Pesach, and you have to get rid of it. If you did suspect maybe this chametz, and then you said I'm lehedya having das not to be kind of this entire shipment of closeouts, or I'm having das not to be kind of the chametz in there, so then pashas you weren't kinda. But again, it's going to be hefker chametz lehefker have a chiyav bdika ubir, which brings us really to the next question: is how come by the chametz of doirin in siman tof mem ches, the halacha is that the guy is allowed to put it down in your house, and then it's not chametz shavulav pesach la'acha ma'isa, since you didn't show that you wanted it, and it's b'sur le'nichele. But well, how come he doesn't say it? It's chametz shel hefker in the rishus of Yisrael, and you have a chiyav bdika ubir. Why don't you have to burn the chametz? How come you're allowed to make a mechitza around this chametz? It's chametz shel hefker. The halacha that you make a mechitza is generally talking about a guy. So you have to say that since you're talking about a guy that delivered his stuff to you, and you show that you're not interested, because you're not allowed to show me interested. So you say, I don't need it, I don't want it, leave it, kableno. He says, no, I want to leave it. So pshat is, he knows you're not really accepting it, so he wasn't masalik das from it. So it still belongs to the Gentile, which means when a Gentile brings his own stuff, his own present, it's still his, since you told him you don't want it. But when in the course of a business, someone delivers something, he ships it something to you, he doesn't know you're not taking it, and your workers roll it into the warehouse, that's it. The seller has nothing to do with it, right? It was paid for before, or he'll send you a bill, whatever the case is. But your chatz was koine. The guy was masalik yodim imenu. It bleibs. If you say you're not koine it, so then it comes out you have nothing to do with it. The guy has nothing to do with it. It's chametz shel hefker. Chametz shel hefker, you have to burn it. So that's pashas what would be the halach if a person receives chametz into his warehouse on Pesach. It's important to know in Siman Tov Mem Vav, in the beginning, it's a Ber Hetiv and a Ber Halacha, that A person's not allowed to pick up chametz and is a chashash min ha-toyra, even though you don't have das to be kainet. This is a long rivash in Simon Tov Aleph. But the rivash is mitzaded that even if you don't have das to be kainet the chametz, picking up chametz itself is isra of bal yimotze. It's motze etzlach. It's by you. You're holding it. And that's an isra min ha-toyra. And it's very important a person should know that. This case maybe is not so shchiach. The rivash is talking about a case that you're walking in the Rosh Hashanah and you find chametz and it's a danger. It's mazik, so you have to move it. He says you can't move it with your hand because everyone is a deraisa. But in general, a person should know he can't pick up chametz if he's in the grocery. He's going to pick up chametz to check out the ingredients. If it's the wrong ingredients and it's chametz, you're even an isa deraisa, it sounds like from the rivash. And the way the Be'er Hetev learns, maybe the Be'er Halacha is more makel, but it's definitely two stardom in the Be'er Halacha. You can even say, even though you don't have das to be kainah, the case in the Rivash, Yizichet didn't have das to be kainah, you're just moving a mazik into the other side of the street. You don't have das to be kainah. I feel Halachid is a Issa of Balya Motze, it's Motze Etzlach, you're holding it, that's Motze. Right, even though we know there's many cases that a person's over on by Yerub, by a Matzah, even if he doesn't own it, like a Chayefet Shal Goy, that he's taking a Chayes, that's also called Matzah, right? So it's not, the laws of Shulchan Aruch don't 100, of Chayeshe Mishpah don't 100% line up in the laws of Chametz. You can be over on by Yerub, by a Matzah, even if you don't own it. So, and you can just fakir, there's cases that you do own it, but it's not, it's far away from you, then maybe it's not called by Yerub, by a Matzah. They don't 100% line up. So it's important to realize that a person is not allowed to take possession. A person is not allowed to take possession in his hands of any chametz. B'negeid the halachas of chametz aval of Pesach specifically. There was a case that someone, this happens unfortunately time to time, a person forgets to sell his chametz. And he has chametz, let's say he's selling on Amazon, he forgets to sell it to a Gentile. And he continues selling the chametz throughout Pesach. And then he realizes after Pesach. And then there's a lot of money of goods. And he wants to know if it's chametz aval of Pesach. Now, if he did not make a shtar mechira to sell his chametz to a goy, and including in that is all chametz he knows or doesn't know about, then there's not too much of a shaila. He didn't sell his chametz. So if he didn't sell his chametz to a goy, and his chametz belonged to the yid, and it was sold, so he has a problem with the money that was earned from the chametz, and also the chametz itself. Even the non-sold chametz becomes chametz shavuot of Pesach, and he has to dispose of that. The question is, what happens when he did sell? He wrote a standard shtar mechira with a rav, and included in that is all chametz he doesn't know about, which he kind of knows about it, he just forgot to tell him about it. So that becomes a very, very complicated shaila. There are many poskim that believe, that feel that in that ambiguous line where you write all chametz I'm selling, it would not work if you continue proving bailus on it, which means if you continue selling and showing that it's yours, it's not included in the sale. There are many places in the hold like that. That would make a severe problem with chametz shavuot of Pesach. Rav Moshe seems to indicate that if you buy chametz, this is a shail, if you buy chametz from a fry yid, l'mashal, and he signed a shtar with his rav that he sold it to a guy. But after he wrote that, he didn't care. He continued operating his store like usual, taking the chametz that officially was sold to the guy. He takes it. Many rabbanim hold that Rabbi Yash is on that opinion very strongly, that he was mevatlas mechira. He showed that the mechira is ain't a klum, and that chametz becomes chametz shavuot of Pesach. A person not to buy from there. Moshe doesn't seem to agree with that. But Moshe is talking about someone who's choshed to do it. But now, if you know a guy for sure does that, maybe it's even worse. Akaparim, there's many poskim that hold that if you continue selling chametz after you do your mechira's chametz, and you continue praving bailus on that, then that's mevatel the mechira. That would make it highly problematic in the case of this fellow who sold on Amazon, and he has to ask a shaila, because there's many tzaddikim to say that, A, since he wrote the chametz he doesn't know about, but he didn't include this, which he knows about, he just didn't include it, A, and B, it would have tremendous value, which was not added into the shtar of the chametz. And C, he continued selling it, which shows that he does not want to give it to anybody else. He's continuing to prove a bailus. That would make it a strong case to be chametz shavuot of Pesach. It would depend if there be a hefsa meruba or not a hefsa meruba. It might depend on a meshabura siman tof mem ches if katan chafei ayin sham. So that would be a shaila. A person should be aware. In general, anytime a person is mevatel his chametz, and he does a bedika, and then he finds chametz l'acher Pesach, which means in his house, he realizes he comes across a these mini vodkas or whatever it was that was stashed away from Purim, and he forgot, and he didn't find it. He pushed, didn't find it. Now, what's the halacha with those? So again, if he made a mechira that includes all the odds and ends in his house, then it's fine. If he didn't make a mechira including all the odds and ends, because generally he doesn't make a mechira on chametz, and he gets rid of all the chametz in his house, so what happens when he finds these schnapps and these things in his house, he has to pash his chametz shavu of Pesach. He has to get rid of it. Is it sad since he did everything he could? He did a bedika, he did a beer, and he was mevatel the chametz. The Mishmur has it sad, he can be mekel, but he says lemaisi should only be mekel makam hefsid. Maybe hefsid meruba. Makam hefsid meruba. Okay.